Welcome to Running, KAKM and KSKA's candidate forum for the 2008 primary election, hosted by Michael Carey.
Let's get right to it and meet the Alaskan independence candidate. His name is Bob Byrd. Welcome, Mr. Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Carey. It's a great pleasure to be here and the great service KAKM has done for years in this regard.
Thank you. Our format here is we have 4 minutes for discussion, colloquy, and then a minute for a closing statement on your part. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. You've run before, but who are you and why are you running?
That's correct. I ran in 1990 against Senator Stevens for the Republican primary and surprisingly took 30% of the vote. It was basically a two-on-two or one-on-one primary. I've lived in Alaska 31 years. I've been a public school teacher on the Kenai Peninsula, 1 year out at Bob Reeve High School in the Aleutians back in the mid-70s. I'm running because I believe that the threat to our liberties are no longer theoretical but actual. If you go down to my hometown of Nikiski, there's a guard box down there, which the Department of Homeland Security has closed off access to our beach unless you have a permit. The Kenai Peninsula Borough is fighting this. It was imposed as an unfunded mandate. That's just one tiny little tip of the iceberg that I've been watching with great lamentations over the last several years as under the guise of Homeland Security, we devolve more and more into a country that is not free. I don't see anyone asking the correct questions, let alone providing the answers, and I decided to throw my hat into the ring once again.
Many people know you as an anti-abortion candidate. Is that fair to say, and is that part of your platform?
I would like to characterize it as a pro-life candidate because
please forgive me, I fouled up.
That's all right, but it's hard to say someone who's opposing euthanasia to simply be anti-abortion. And but yes, I was a president of Alaska Right to Life. I'm still on the board of directors. I led the largest civil disobedience event in Alaska's history, so far as we know. But I proved in 1990 I'm more than a one-issue candidate, and I intend to use this opportunity once again to give Alaskans some kind of choice other than the two-party duopoly.
Okay. Senator Stevens has a lot of seniority. He's been there 40 years longer than any Republican senator in history. Why should we give up that seniority?
Seniority is important only if you use the government of the United States as a giant machine to confiscate people's hard-earned property through their wages and then redistribute it to their various constituencies. Then you get yourself up the totem pole of seniority and you get more and more power or clout. And if we obeyed the 10th Amendment, if we read the Federalist Papers, which say that the government's powers are to be few and defined, things like seniority wouldn't be the concern that they are. And I represent a constituency that has had it with the ignorance of the Constitution amongst our elected officials, and I hope that we can also uplift our citizens to truly understanding exactly what the federal government is bound to. You look at what the state of Oklahoma's House of Representatives did. In March, they passed a resolution, I believe it was 93-8, that the federal government should cease and desist its unconstitutional actions, that the Oklahoma was declaring sovereignty in all aspects that it is permitted to under the Constitution. This is a bold statement. I would hope that the Alaskan legislature would follow that, and I think it represents a smoldering resentment that citizens are starting to realize. I sense this because I teach the Constitution of the United States word for word in what I call a great books class in my own secondary and even on the collegiate level. And it is obvious, but one man, perhaps one or two others, has been taking that oath of office seriously, and that is Ron Paul. He inspired me. He said that movement was not about him. He said it's about a mission.
We have about 1 minute left, and that's time for your closing statement, please. Bob Byrd.
Well, one of the most important problems are gasoline prices, and we can end the spiral of gasoline prices if we stop our overseas military commitments, if we begin to drill for oil, and if we can end inflation by returning to a gold and silver standard. This is straight talk and strong medicine, but neither party has the will or the understanding to actually break this matrix. But the Alaskan voters do. The Alaskan Independence Party is the third largest in our state. It has a proven track record. I'm honored to be their candidate. Personal corruption is nothing compared to the corruption of the Constitution. The two parties will only continue to use their power to seize our wages and redistribute it to others. I offer a daring alternative to the voters who are sick of war, sick of welfare, inflation, and unreasonable environmentalism. We have a motto in my party, Alaska first and Alaska always. And that's what will motivate me as your United States Senator.